Starting from Briti Shalom, page 189,
Zeh Yesod Shetzrichim Lachnis Eitev Alev. This is a fundamental that we have to enter in our hearts well. Abchira Sheli Hirak Tfila. My choice is only to pray for something. That's my choice. Kirak Hashem Yachol Atet Li Tashinui V'Tatikum. Because only Hashem can give me the change and the fixing of what I need. Adam shelo zocher lehakir b'zeh, a person doesn't have the schus to recognize this, that his only choice is if to daven or not. Hu nofel maher meod l'ditkaon, if he very fast falls into depression, right? Because, oh, I'm not successful, I don't have success, I'm not succeeding, I'm not doing well. Sheze bevadai kotzer ruach hagadol biyoter sheno. Of course, the impatience, the greatest impatience that there is. Mechinat kotzer ruach, Amuvah Pasuk, was brought down kotzer ruach by Bnei Yisrael when they didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu because of that lack of patience. Ve'az kol ha'tshuva, kol ha'torah v'mitzvot, ha'kol na'asa etzlo kaved v'kashe. And then his old tshuva and all the Torah and the mitzvahs becomes difficult, becomes heavy by a person. He's not enjoying it. Mechinat avoda kasha muvah sham. Why didn't he listen to Moshe? Avoda kasha. And avoda kasha. ובטח כבר אין לו שום סבלנות ויכולת לפעול את משה. Then, of course, he doesn't have any patience and ability to listen to משה רבינו. שהוא הצדיק, he's a tzaddik and to his advice. כי בגלל שיש לו כוח לחיות, someone who's in patience, hardly has any כוח to live. וכל שכן שאין לו כוח לשמוע מה הוא צריך לתקן. No, the most of it, he doesn't have any כוח to hear what he needs to fix and how far is he could do and everything. He doesn't have any patience, he can't even hear it. When could a person hear it? He has patience. When does he have patience? We understand that doesn't have to do with him, the actions. He just has a daven. Hashem will do whatever he wants with him. Right? Obviously, he stays in darkness. In Mitzrayim, he's chasing. In Mitzrayim, look, we're learning on Pesach. Be'abdud is in the slavery. Slavery of the type of the lust. ובגלות המידות רעות, in the exile of the bad midot. הכל בגלל קטנות האמונה. All because he has such a small אמונה. שאדם לא מכיר בכך שכל הבחירה שלו היא רק תפילה. The person does not recognize that his whole free choice in this world is only daven. לכן, בשביל לחזור בתשובה, therefore, in order for a person to do תשובה, האדם חייב להבין. A person must understand. מה בידי לעשות? What could I do? Answer is, כלום. I can't do anything. רק להתפלל, I could ask for my Hashem to help me. To do, I can't do. והשם ברחמיו יוציא אותי מעבדות לחירות. And then I'll daven, Hashem with his mercy will take me out from exile to freedom. From slavery to freedom. יבטל מי את האהבה הזאת. And he could nullify for me this lust. ייתן לי את הדעת להבין שזה שטות ואבן. He will give me the knowledge that it's nonsense. It's nothing. ייתן לי את הכוח להתגבר על הכוח המדמה שמטה אותי. Hashem will give me the power to overcome this power imagination that's making me mistaken that women is something in the world that I have to look at. כשאדם חי כך, when a person lives like this, שהוא יודע שהכל חיסרון הוא רק עומד ומתחנן לפני בורא עולם. And he knows that every lacking he has, he just stands in front of Hashem and he begs Hashem to help him. So then, a person like this, he goes out of, he stops beating himself up, and he's not under pressure, oh, he's not going like I need, oh, yo, yo. That tshuva, he kvar lo avodah kasha etzlo klal. Then doing tshuva is not hard for him. It's not hard for him to judge himself. Because judging yourself doesn't mean I'm bad. It means I have to daven more. Adrabah, he's sameach, hakol na'im lo, hapuch. He's happy, everything is pleasant for him. Vegam kshechaser lo cheshek v'ratzon, also if he's lacking cheshek, he's lacking will, al zeh be'atzmo yitpalel. He asks Hashem, Hashem, I'm lacking will, I want to do, but I don't want to do. Help me. Shehashem yitel lo cheshek, give me cheshek. Et haratzon, et ha'etza hanechona, give me the right advice, how to fulfill the right conditions, how to fulfill what the Torah says. Give me. What could I do? Could I do anything? Should I blame myself? Why? Did I create myself? הרצון, the power of will. וככה זה בכל דבר ודבר. So it is every single thing. היצאה היחידה זו התפילה. The only advice is the daven. Only the advice is to pray. אין עוד יצאה אחרת. וכאן צריך לדעת. Over here we need to know. שגם את התפילה צריך לקבל מהשם. אין תפילה we're going to get from השם. A person can daven. רבינו ראה את הסוסים. כותב מורן, תורך הפיים, the second part. A person has to say, Hashem, I can't even talk. Open my mouth. I don't have what to say. Also that we ask from Hashem. לכן, באמת, עיקר הבחירה של האדם היא לרצות להתפלל. In truth, it's, even davening is an action that you do, but the depth of that is only free will, really. A person has is deeper than the daven, is the will to daven. I want. And a person always wants. It's not, a person always wants. But he has to reveal to himself that he really wants. Like, what does the person say? How do we know that person wants? Like Rav Arush said a few weeks ago, who am I? I'm a neshama. I'm a body? No, take a dead corpse. A dead body. Is anything there? There's a whole body there. There's open the head, there's a brain, open the stomach, there's a liver there, there's lungs, there's a heart, everything. But where's the person? Where's that power of life that's there? Called the neshama. Aha, so I guess the person is not the body, because the body is, how do I call it, a different shir again?
Ochel
she tolaim.
Food for worms.
Yeah, worms. Yeah, food for worms. That's what the body is. The neshama is, that's who you are. Right? Okay, that's the body. The box, it's just a container to hold the neshama. What?
Body's good for something,
yes. But the neshama is who we are. And the neshama is part of Hashem. And the neshama automatically is cleaving to Hashem. So why does this person see that he doesn't want Hashem? He wants to do all kinds of things. That's the body, which is the earth. It's pulling him down to do all kinds of things. But really, in his essence of who he is, he doesn't want all this. He wants just Hashem. A person only wants Hashem, like Rav Arush told us. Therefore, a person, even the will is not the free choice. The free choice is to reveal the will. To know that, who am I? I'm a neshama. And what do I want? I only want Hashem. So why don't I do things? I have typhus. What could I do? I could ask Hashem to help me. So. And then you could smile the rest of your life.
Evan
Avram. Do you create vessels to put your typhus in? Or do you create vessels to do something else?
What do you mean?
Well, we've talked a lot about vessels. You have to create vessels to receive something.
Right.
Is that receiving something from Hashem? Something holy? Is that why you're creating vessels?
Spiritual
vessels. So we're not creating vessels to put tithes in and put a lid on the top of it.
Not all that.
You buy them in the supermarket.
Not the vessels. Only for spiritual things that Hashem gives us.
Yeah, I mean sometimes it's through physical. Right, Hashem gave you a house. It's a physical thing.
Yeah.
But we do it. We make it into a spiritual thing. By doing all kinds of doing mitzvahs in the house. The mitzvahs in the house, keep kosher in the house, we bring guests into the house, speak the avatar in the house. So, once one of the students of Rabbeinu told his, I remember Shir of Avraham on this. He told Rabbeinu, explain to me this whole aspect of free choice and the will, explain to me. So Rabbeinu said, what's the question? You want, you do. You don't want, you don't do. That's what Rabbeinu said. It's very deep. You want, you do. You don't want, meaning, if you're not doing enough, you don't want enough. No. You didn't reveal to yourself how much you want. So.
Did you find that answer in the field? You go to the field?
You ask Hashem? Only there. You reveal to yourself, what do you really want in the world? As Rabbeinu says, to express your will in prayer. Strengthen the will. express the will and trade it. Ratzon bli tefillah zeh omnam tov. Yeah, good will without prayer is good. Of course it's good, but it's not enough. It will get you to somewhere, but not that it will make you grow and grow and grow. Ki bigdei lotzi et haratzon shel hakdusha mehakoach al hapoal, in order to take out this ratzon of dusha, the will to holiness, from potential to action, tzarich litpalel ulevakesh harbe. The person has to pray and ask from Hashem a lot in order to merit to fulfill what a person really wants. And what does he really want? He wants Hashem. Masha.
Top.
Meseda. I'm still for Sefer Azeh.